when you're a young kid, you always have a dream of being something, you know, a fireman, a spaceman. I always wanted to be a scuba diver. My name's Dan Helene. I'm the deputy director of PacWave, which is based out of Oregon State University. I started scuba diving when I was 9 years old. So very, very young, and have always snorkeled and dived and spent time in the ocean and worked as a marine biologist. Day to day, you know, you'd see coral bleaching and other effects, not necessarily catastrophic at that stage, but effects that climate change was happening. So there's lots of aspects that you could see that things were changing and sort of a warning about what might happen if things went too far. One of the things you realize is that you can't wait too long to start doing things like developing alternative energy resources. And our focus is developing wave energy test sites. So sites for companies who are developing technology to convert wave energy into electricity for them to test their devices in the open ocean. One of the valuable things about wave compared to some of the other like solar and wind is that the waves just, they're always there. The way, you know, even on a calm day, you've still got those ocean swells coming in, and waves contain a lot of power. So one of the nice things about waves are the fact that they're constant, and increasingly they're getting more and more predictable. PacWave South is going to have subsea cables running from the site all the way back to shore. So basically electricity generated by these wave energy converters out in the ocean is going to be powering homes and businesses in Lincoln County through the local utility company. There's a lot of interest in small-scale communities, isolated communities in places like Alaska that are running on diesel generators. They have no grid electricity. So they'll have three diesel generators, huge diesel generators, very expensive power generation, obviously not helping with climate change because of use of fossil fuels. In Alaska, there's work going on looking at power generation from in rivers, tidal generation, and wave power generation. Am I hopeful about the future? Yeah. You know, it's very easy to get pessimistic, but that's not going to help, really. You know, I look at it as a challenge. I'm not developing the technology. I'm facilitating the technology developers. That's the piece I can do. Everyone can do little pieces. And, you know, cumulatively, those are good. Stopping and going, oh, it's not worth it, that's really not going to be a very good attitude. We got to assume that every bit's going to help, and we've got to keep this process moving forward.